Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and thanks for making time for us on what is actually, in my opinion, one of the worst sports weekends out there, with exhibition games, all-star games that nobody really cares about in between the Super Bowl. So it is the calm before the storm, and some might describe me that way as a storm cloud ready to rain down here on CBS Sports Radio with a lot of things to talk about and a lot to say. My name is Andrew Filippone. That's why the show is called The Pony Express, spelled like my last name ends, P-O-N-I. And you heard Dodgers manager Dave Roberts and utility man Enrique Hernandez there from Los Angeles Dodgers Fest yesterday, as they are now commenting on this big Astros scandal, one of the biggest scandals in baseball history, one that has gotten managers and GMs fired. And to this point, as Hernandez put it, none of the players have been disciplined. And Dallas Keuchel, now with the White Sox, was the first former Astro to come out and apologize for what went on there in 2017. The Dodgers have a gripe because they lost the World Series in seven games to Houston. Now, to their credit, they don't want, and this is happening now, a groundswell, a grassroots movement in Los Angeles. The city council there is trying to put political pressure on baseball to give the Dodgers a World Series pennant, championship, retroactively. That's what happens when the politicians get involved. And the players say they don't want that. You can hear it in Dave Roberts' voice, very measured, even-keeled guy. He said frustrated is the floor for how he feels. They feel cheated, wronged. And that's where we're going to start today's show. And I want your help. I want to get your thoughts. I'm going to give you mine. But it's a solo show. I'm by myself. There's no sidekick. There's no co-host. We didn't book any guests today because I've got a few topics that I want your interaction on. I want your takes on. And there are a couple ways to reach me. You can call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can tweet me your thoughts at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I on Twitter, or you can tweet us, follow us at CBS Sports Radio. I don't think the Dodgers are whiners. I don't think this is a case of sour grapes. I've read the baseball report. I've read Rob Manfred's report on what went on. This is way more advanced and way more high tech than a base runner at second base looking in at the catcher for signs and trying to relay those signs the old-fashioned way to the batter. It's way more intricate. You're using the replay room, which is supposed to help a team correct missed calls. And you're using it for mischievous. You're taking it and you're using it for the wrong reasons. To figure out what the next pitch is. Using the center field camera, using the TV shot. And so I think it's pretty serious. And it's not one of those things where it was rampant in baseball, widespread. Everybody was doing it. And the Astros were the only team that got caught. You know, there was an issue with the Red Sox and Yankees and Apple Watches. And baseball put the kibosh on that, and they threatened teams in a memo in September of 2017 and said, cut it out. And the Astros didn't stop. They were warned. And so I think the baseball media, okay, is trying to sweep this under the rug and make it seem like the commissioner's office doled out a harsh penalty. People lost their jobs. The organization got fined millions of dollars, $5 million, the Astros out of their pocket. And baseball's not taking this lightly. And I think they're trying to hoodwink you. I think they're trying to trick you into thinking that a lot has been done. And I think baseball is hoping that the news cycle will churn out more stories. You know, we'll get wrapped up in the Super Bowl. Players will report to spring training. And sooner or later, it'll be about the game on the field and not about what happened in the Astros clubhouse a few years ago. I think baseball wants us to all move on. But I think this is way more serious, way more heinous, way more problematic than even the baseball media wants you to think. You know, one of the things I want to play for you here, Josh Bell, who plays for the Pirates, he's a first baseman, an all-star for them last year, hit 37 home runs on a really bad team. All of these teams right now are doing these fan fest events, interacting with fans, trying to build up enthusiasm and momentum for the start of spring training before these teams report to Arizona or Florida for baseball activities. And so they're doing these meet and greets. It's now ubiquitous in baseball. Just about every team does one. And the topic du jour at all of these fan fests, not just the Dodgers, not just the Astros, has been this cheating scandal. And I like that players aren't pleading the fifth or playing dumb. I like that they're speaking their minds on what the Astros did. And here, I want to play for you. Let's cue this clip up. This Ryan Hickey's got it back in New York. I want to play for you Josh Bell. Here are his thoughts on what the Astros did and the severity of what they did.
I know the overall conversation that we've had, at least with our team, is that, like, if you had to choose between cheating with steroids and cheating with knowing what pitchers are coming for half the games of the year, I think that cheating with knowing what half the, you know, the games of the year is worse.
Do you mean worse as far as less effective or worse?
Worse as in, like, yeah, it's, like, worse morally. Yeah. I mean, I feel like with steroids, it was pretty much an even playing field for the most part because a lot of people were doing it, but just one team having that aspect just at home is... Yeah, it's just a different aspect, you know. It's a different ball game, but
as worse, worse than steroids, says Josh Bell. Astros had a bigger advantage than the steroid users did, and then the holier than thou baseball media keeps guys like Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame, and they let Larry Walker, who played in a ballpark in altitude, he played half his games in a place where just the natural conditions were a performance enhancer and drove up his numbers. Holier than thou, baseball's hypocrisy, all rampant right now. And if the consensus within the Pirates and within baseball is that what the Astros did, what they did as a team in 2017 in winning a World Series is more severe, more outrageous, more damning to the game than what the steroid users did, then I think there needs to be more severe punishment. And right now, there's none. Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, All these guys from the 2017 Astros who are still playing are going to take the field and be out there on opening day. And I think that's ridiculous. The report that baseball put out said that it was mostly, quote, player-driven and player-executed. That they weren't forced. It wasn't like the manager or the general manager said, you guys have to do this. It was their idea. They wanted it. They did it. And then the GM and manager in Houston just didn't do enough to stop it. The MLB report also said, quote, virtually all of the Astros players had some involvement or knowledge of the scheme. Everybody on the team knew about it. You know, baseball 100 years ago kicked 8 guys out of the sport permanently. 8 men out. You ever see that movie? You know that story? Shoeless Joe Jackson, the Black Sox, who threw the World Series? Those guys were done. They were never allowed to play again. They were barred from baseball. Baseball's always had a cheating problem. I get that. But that doesn't mean that because it's been part of the game's history, that it's less offensive. And so if ball players 100 years ago could get a permanent ban for throwing a World Series, for deliberately trying to lose a World Series, what should players who cheated another team out of a World Series, what kind of punishment should they get? The Astros cheated the Dodgers out of a World Series. So what should those guys get? Nothing? I would throw them out of baseball. I would permanently ban those players, and then every year, every 2 years, they could file for reinstatement, and you see if the winds have changed, if you feel like enough time has gone on, if the players have repented. I don't know, just you could lock somebody away, and then with good behavior, they could get out, and that's what I would do. And I would strip the Astros of the 2017 World Series. I wouldn't give it to anybody else. But I wouldn't allow them to celebrate it or honor it. You know, the fans will always feel like the Astros won the World Series, and they can celebrate it the way they want. But I don't want baseball to recognize it. And I would ban the Astros from the postseason this year. I would bring the franchise to its knees. I would kick those offenders out of baseball. And there's precedence for that. Steroid guys are facing half-year bans the first time they test positive. These players are getting nothing. I don't think Dodgers players, I don't think Dodgers management, I don't think they're coming off as whiners. I don't think it's sour grapes. I think they've got a right to complain because not enough has been done. Altuve, Bregman, these guys are going to play opening day like nothing's ever happened. Like their World Series titles, like their stats from 2017 aren't completely fraudulent. And so I want to know what you think. I propose something that I think is fair. It's harsh, but fair. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I want to get your take here today. Because I can't believe that life is just going to go on for the Astros players and for the Astros organization, and draft picks, year suspension for the GM and manager involved, and a small fine. $5 million is a drop in the bucket for the Astros. I can't believe that's it. Worse than the steroid era. I think, just as bad as players throwing a World Series, because this cheated a team out of a World Series. The LA Dodgers, and I want your take on it next. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You agree with me? You disagree with me? I want to know, coming up, your calls, your tweets. We'll also get into the Pro Bowl today. I'm more interested in who's captaining the NFC team, and I'm less interested in the game itself, and I'll tell you why coming up a little bit later. I'm Andrew Filippone at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Rocket Mortgage giving away millions. That's right, millions during Super Bowl 54. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. Justin Turner, Dodgers third baseman, feeling like the Astros didn't earn it, and that is an understatement. Explain to me how what Astros players did is any better or any less offensive than what Pete Rose did. Pete Rose is banned for life. If it's not okay to throw a World Series, why is it okay to cheat another team out of one? How are these Astros players getting off scot-free? And if Rob Manfred gave them immunity, then he should be fired immediately. Because that would be enough to tell me he's incompetent at his job. 855-212-4227. That phone number is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's that easy. I don't think baseball has come even close to getting the Astro scandal right. And I think the franchise and the player should be treated more harshly, and I want to get your thoughts at 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. Here is Marcus in New Mexico. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hey there.
Hey, I totally agree with your take on it. Let's spread it up in several bullet points. Number one, none of the Astros players were punished whatsoever. How is that different, like you said, from throwing in the World Series? Or let's put this into context. The players that were accused of using steroids during the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire era, those are banned, even if it's not officially. Sammy Sosa can even get into the Cubs dugout or organization whatsoever. And those guys, even though they were wrong in using steroids, those guys were positive for baseball. I mean, those guys revived baseball. And look where they are right now. It's incredible how the commissioner has turned his eye, like, blindly and protect these players like nothing. No. They didn't do anything. That's the take I'm getting.
And I happen to agree with what Josh Bell, the Pirate, said, that in the 90s, in the late 90s, it was so prevalent. And Jose Canseco, and thank you for calling, Marcus, has backed this up. And Canseco, to me, is a credible witness. I think he's a credible historian in terms of the extent of juicing. He might have been a whistleblower and a snitch, but I think he's accurate. He thinks the majority of players were doing something like that. There is absolutely no evidence that what the Astros were doing was league-wide. That it was prevalent throughout the game. It's the Astros and then some of their lieutenants like Alex Cora who went and left and managed for the Red Sox. They're the culprits here. And knowing what pitch is coming is more helpful than adding 15 pounds of muscle. Every baseball player who has chosen to speak out on this topic has said as much. And no Astros players have been disciplined. Here's Dan in Florida. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, man.
Got a couple things. First of all, I was going to say what I think they should do with the players is anybody that was involved in it and has used the signs and everything, I think they should be suspended next year without pay, and I think they should have to forfeit the money that they made in 2017 and should be donated to baseball, like for Little League and stuff like that, for leagues around the country that need, like, you know, equipment. Because it's not going to be the whole team that cheated. It's going to be a bunch of them. So I don't know about
strictly. Well, hold on. Hold on a second. 2017, okay? This is the season that is circled as the whole, harebrained scheme of doing all this sign stealing. It's 2017, the year they won the World Series. Major League Baseball's report said, quote, virtually all of the Astros players had some involvement or knowledge of the scheme. It wasn't five guys. It wasn't 10 guys. It was the entire team. So they're all guilty in my mind. And thanks for calling. Like, I think you should strip them of future earnings. I'd kick them out of baseball. I would kick them out. And then I would wait. And then if more information came out, okay, this guy didn't really know anything about it or didn't know as much about it. Eventually he can file for reinstatement. And if he's honest, we'll let him back in. The worst offenders, maybe they're done for life. Just like Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. That's the kind of discipline we should be talking about. Not a $5 million friggin' fine. What does that do to a billionaire owner in a billionaire organization? If you told most teams that you were going to have to pay a $5 million fine, but you'd win a World Series? I think every team would sign up for that. All right, I'll take a slap on the wrist for a World Series crown. Who cares? I pay my backup middle infielder $5 million a year. That's probably how these owners would look at it. It's worth it. The ends justify the means. I want to continue to get your thought on this because, you know, this program, this show, has been so driven by the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl that we really haven't had a chance to talk about this. And it's very relevant and very topical today because of what Dodgers players and what Dodgers brass are saying about the Astros as they're beginning to speak out for the first time. And I want to give a forum to baseball fans and sports fans on this network today because I am campaigning for and I am opining for the exact opposite of what baseball has done. Baseball has chosen to not discipline players at all, and I'm saying throw them out of baseball. And I'm asking, what makes these players any less offensive? What makes what they did any less egregious than, say, Pete Rose or the Black Sox guys? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. There are a couple of storylines from the Pro Bowl and the NFL today that have nothing to do with the Pro Bowl game itself, because I think that that's uninteresting. Nobody really cares about it. And we will touch on that before the show's over at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. But this baseball thing is hot, and I think it's important to get your take in on it. I want to hear your opinion today at 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Here's Andrew Filippone.
Pirates All-Star first baseman Josh Bell at the Pittsburgh Pirates Fan Fest over the weekend. Another prominent player in the game weighing in on the Astros scandal thinks it's worse than steroid use. More advantageous, the consensus in the clubhouse, that one in particular, the Pirates clubhouse, is that more effective to know what pitch is coming for 81 games than using performance-enhancing drugs. And yet, the PED guys, a positive test gets you a half game suspension, gets you a half season suspension, banned from the postseason for that year. You can kiss goodbye any shot at getting into baseball's Hall of Fame. That is less effective. Steroid use is less effective, less helpful than knowing what pitch is coming. And yet the Astros players, who according to Major League Baseball devised and set up this scheme, will not be disciplined. They keep all the money they made in 2017. They're keeping their World Series rings. They're keeping their status intact with baseball. They're not getting fined. They're not getting suspended. It's as if nothing happened. It's a stain on their resume, but that's in the court of public opinion. It's nothing tangible. All that's changed is outside and public opinion on them. That's it. I think that's a joke. I think that's blasphemous. That's all they get. That these Astros players have to answer a couple of tough questions, and that's all. They're getting off scot-free. There's precedent in baseball to kick these guys out for life, and that's what I would have done. But baseball's too concerned about its public image, and they think it would probably be too damaging for the brand to boot these guys from baseball. My name's Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express. 855-212-4CBS is how you get in touch with me, 855-212-4227. You can listen, if your affiliate locally drops out, you can always listen on SiriusXM channel 206. You can download the radio.com app today and stream us for free on there, or you can go to cbssportsradio.com where we're always streaming. Let's talk to Dave in Alabama. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dave.
Well, man, listen, I've been involved in the game of baseball for about 45 years, and I'm just like, I'm so pissed about it. It's just unbelievable. What needs to happen is, yeah, the Astros, yeah, they are all going to be a part of history. There should be a great big void there. The only season in Major League history where there was no World Series champion. And what
well,
needs
second
to happen
with the strike year, well, but I get your point.
Right. Yeah, but so I agree with you. Worse than what Pete Rose did. He at least bet on his team to win. Imagine that. But here's the thing. I'd have those guys give back your bonus money, give back your rings. You will play the 2020 season without pay. If you decline to play without pay, you're banned for life. That money that you earn the year that you're not going to receive will go to Major League Baseball, and like the previous caller said, it will be donated. But those guys, that's just unacceptable. Listen, we always tried to steal a signal at second base. It was a cat-and-mouse game between the pitcher and catcher, changing signals. That's part of baseball forever. But doing what they did, you could take a Division II or an NAIA baseball player, put him in the batter's box, and if he knows what's coming, there's a good chance he's going to execute at some level.
Good thoughts. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. There's a guy who thinks what the Astros did is worse than Pete Rose. And Pete Rose is banned from baseball. It's not just the Hall of Fame. He can't work in baseball. Jose Altuve is going to make, what, $20 million this year? Plus, he's still got that World Series ring on his finger? More people, if you care about baseball, you should be outraged by this. Astros players at their fan fest 2 weeks ago. Well, we're going to play with the chip on our shoulder and an edge this year. We're going to try to win another World Series and prove everybody wrong. We're going to try to get back there. I wouldn't give them that chance. I'd ban them. That happens in college sports all the time. The Astros in 2020 are ineligible from the postseason. If players can be ineligible from playoff baseball because of steroid use, a whole team should be ineligible. Kent's in California. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Kent.
Well, I have four things I would do.
Okay.
I would first make them play each of their divisional rivals one set of their games. They would lose home field advantage at the discretion of MLB, what they could pick which one. So that's 12 games. That's 15 games that they would lose 10% of their home games, which affects the players, affects management, affects
the
bottom line.
Here's why you can't do that, because now that there's a wild card, that affects teams outside of the American League West. And so if you give the A's or the Angels an added bonus by giving them extra home games, the unintended consequence there is that it might keep a team from another division out of the playoffs, and I don't think that they should be caught up in the collateral damage. I get your point. I think it's a clever idea. I just don't think it's practical. What else you got?
Okay. I think anybody that they would have traded, I disagree with you on that, because I think it's the people that are affected that should get the benefit, which I understand the wild card thing, but so anybody they trade comes with a signet of losing a home game, which you probably wouldn't agree with, and then they lose their World Series bonus, and I just really stick behind that clever idea of they lose.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. Yep, gotcha. Mike's in Nebraska. He's on CBS Sports Radio. He wants to talk about the Astro scandal. Hi, Mike.
Andrew, how's it going?
I'm well, thank you. Hey. Appreciate you listening.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for the show. I agree. I think it's much less than the Pete Rose thing and everything else. I mean, individual after individual on a major baseball team, they need much more discipline. It's not a lifetime ban, like 5 years, I'd say, because Manfred's $5 million fine. That's I'm like, I think he was making up compensation for all the revenue they stole.
Mike, think about this. If you find Jose Altuve $5 million, he's going to make $200 million in his playing career.
Right.
That's not even a lot for him. So it's nothing to an owner. You don't even bat an eye at that $5 million.
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, way too light, much worse than a slap on the wrist, you know. They need much worse than that, rather. I mean, I'd say punish them, make them change their name to the Houston Asterix, something.
But, all right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Heard that joke a few times in the last few weeks. Dodgers fans have planned on heading to the Angels Stadium for opening day because the Astros are playing there. And so they're going to take out their frustrations on the Astros players. I like that. Yeah, maybe you think it's petty. Maybe you think it's spiteful. I think Dodgers fans, Dodgers players, the entire organization has a right to be ticked off. You know, that organization has the stigma that they can't win the big one. They haven't won a World Series since 1988. And that stigma wouldn't be there if there was a level playing field. They still got it to a Game 7. Think about that. Dan's in Boise. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
I'm the only guy apparently in America that thinks that all this is ridiculous.
Why is that?
There wasn't any rules broken. They did everything that everybody else does. If you watch a catcher behind home plate, all that jibber-jabber that he's doing? He's doing it because he knows people are trying to steal.
Well, why did Major League Baseball send out a memo that said, "Cut it out. If anybody else does this, there's going to be severe consequences." If it's just part of the game and it's gamesmanship, why did baseball warn teams to stop doing it if it's insignificant and irrelevant? What's the point?
They shouldn't have.
Okay.
And for anybody to complain about it, it's just ridiculous. Like, your team is doing it as well.
Okay. Like who else? Who's doing it?
Every team is doing it. Why does a catcher...
Well, name another one. Give me another team that's been caught doing this.
Just because they're not caught doesn't mean that they're not doing it.
Right, but what proof do you have? It's all innuendo is what you're giving me right now. That's it.
I'm not giving you any innuendo. The proof is in the catchers trying to hide their signs. There's no rule against it. They didn't break a rule. How can you penalize a team for not breaking a real rule?
Major League Baseball said you can't use the replay cameras to steal signs. That's a rule.
What rule is it?
I don't have the rule book in front of me. I don't know the rule number and letter that corresponds with it. They said you can't do it. They forbid it.
Yeah. Just because it doesn't exist.
What do you mean?
I can't penalize you.
All right. We got to let you run, Dan. Thank you. Dan's probably a Patriots fan. All right, coming up next. Antonio Brown's lawyer weighing in on his troubled client. I'm going to let you hear what he said and react to it next. The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.